Well, Coach, let's talk Alma track and field. Gearing up for the RPAC Conference tournament. You meet yourself and your girls and boys. You got to be proud. You're having a great season up to date, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're doing a really good job. You know, setting lots of PRs every week and been really competing really well for us.
Let's start with the ladies. You've got a couple of young ladies doing some great things. Of course, Tirsten Scott and the hurdles. Wow. I mean, she is, as a junior, in the highs and the 300s, I'm sure helping them some relays as well. That young lady has been a big plus for this team, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. Tirsten comes, and she works really hard at practice and been doing really good things in the hurdles, like you said, this year. In fact, tied her school record in the 300s. Last week at Arapahoe, so that was good to see that she was able to run that time again in the 300s last week, and she's been really close on her 100s too. So she's been working, and hopefully we'll have a good day on Friday, and she'll be able to come out and get a couple more PRs on Friday.
Yeah, that the battles and the hurdles with, you know, of course, younger Spargo girl from DCS and Gallegos from Southwest, that's going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, those should be two good races, you know, three good girls in those races, and just go out and compete, and Tirsten, if she runs well, hopefully will come through and run her best times of the year.
Cameron Scott, also kind of middle distance, the quarter and also the half, is doing some good things, running some good times for you.
Yeah, she is. She got under 62 last week at Arapahoe in the 400, so that was good to see. And then her 800 times, she's been under 230, I think, every meet but one so far this year or two, so that's really good to see. You know, last year it took her almost to the end of the season to run under 230, so it's good to see her running those times this early in the season, and that competition we'll see this week will definitely help that.
You got some girls in the field events. I know the up girl and the triple jumps kind of moving her way up that as a freshman, moving her way up with some good jumps each and every meet for you.
Yep, she's been doing good. She's actually only triple jumped one meet for us because then she kind of had a little injury on that, and so we've been kind of holding her off and just kind of waiting to get the go-ahead here to get her back in the triple jump. But hopefully this week or next she'll be able to get back in the triple jump and be able to jump in there again. And she's been doing good in her other events while she's not been able to do that one so far too this year.
I know when it comes to relays, I know that 4x4, that's right, you're on top of your district right now, 424, and with all the other teams going to be there at RPAC on Friday, I wouldn't be surprised. You're going to cut some time off that one, you would think, on Friday.
Yeah, hopefully we do. You know, the girls have been running with that really well, and we've had some good times in that, so hopefully we can all put all four of them together and get four PRs that day, and then that'll be good to see, too. Like I said, that competition, there's been a few meets we haven't had a lot of competition in that race, but for the most part, we've done really well and really been pushing it on there, too, so it's good to see.
And you've got some other girls we didn't mention, some girls I'm sure you're seeing improvement with them each and every meet as well.
Yep, we are. We are. We've got quite a few young girls still coming through, and I'm looking at a couple of them right now. And last week at Arapahoe, they had two or three PRs in each of their events, so that was good to see. That we've been getting lots of PRs at every event, and they've been working and getting better at their individual events too.
On the boys' side, of course, you got a big name in junior Xavier Mitchell, who's in the jumps and the hurdles. I'm sure on some relays, well, does a little bit of everything for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, Xavier, he's just a good athlete, you know, and he's been running the hurdles really well for us, trying to get under that 42 mark in the 300s, and he'll be able to get there, just need to keep working on it. And just had a little thing happen last week where he got off a step, so he didn't get under that 42 on last week at Arapahoe, but he got a PR in his 110s last week, running 15:22, so that was good to see. You know, had a little competition there with the North Platte St. Pat's kid, but that was nice to see too. Sometimes that helps you when you get competition like that. Other kids about your speed are a little faster to help you run your best too.
Your boys 4x8 coach is I think been the top one in the conference, if I'm not mistaken, kind of keeping track of all the times, and 848, I'm sure they're hoping, they're thinking, hey, we can cut some time off that maybe this weekend.
Yeah, we are. We're hoping to do that and, you know, get everybody on their best day. That's always the hardest thing. You know, you get one or two kids PR in a relay and then the other two don't, so then you're about the same time. But hopefully we can get all of them running their best times this week and get through that and then have a good race in there too.
And the field events, what is it about the Herrick kids at Alma High School and high jumping? It's just it seems like in college now and high school, these kids, all their specialty is high jumping, isn't it?
Yeah, they are. They can jump. They're doing really well with that. You know, Peyton's been doing really well. He got 6'2". He has been pretty close to 6'4" a couple times, so hopefully we can get that this week, and he can get another PR this week and hopefully come through and jump his best on Friday.
And Bladen, that's up there, is 6'2" right now. He, once again, I'm sure, yeah, but trying to push it up 6'3", 6'4". Has he been close a couple of times?
Yeah, he has. He's had pretty good attempts at 6'4" a couple times and just hasn't got it all put together on the right day. But, yeah, he's had really good attempts at 6'4", so that's good to see. So that's not out of reach for him by any means.
And can't forget about Wes Bennett, a young freshman in the vault who's gone 12 feet. That's pretty impressive as a freshman.
Yeah, and he's actually done that two or three times now. He's gone 12 feet. So hopefully this week's the week we break that and get over 12.6 and jump our best here at Sutherland coming up at conference this Friday.
And can't forget Tucker Biscup and the treble jump at 43. And I'm sure his goal is hit the 44, 45 if possible here soon.
Yeah, he's been working on it really well. And he actually was injured last year, so coming back this year, it's kind of taken him a little bit to get back in the groove. But he jumped 43.1 a couple weeks ago and then been over 42 the last three meets, I think it has been. So he's been jumping really consistent. So hopefully we get out there and pop one on Friday.
Well, it's safe to say, Coach Franks, is probably your longest trip of the regular season, making it going from Alma to Sutherland, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
But that's okay. Your kids will be ready to go. It's always an exciting meet, getting everybody together, the two new schools. This is going to be always is a fun event to watch, isn't it?
Yep, it should be a lot of good competition. You get that many schools together. It's kind of like a mini state track meet almost in a way. You know, get pretty much all of Southwest Nebraska lower schools together and see what everybody has. And it's a fun day. Good competition in every event, and they do a great job.